providing inspiration and community for women in business of Middle Tennessee. This is Powered by Her with Tiffany Anton.
Welcome back to Powered by Her. I am Tiffany Anton. Thanks for joining us. I have Cindy Hankinson today. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to go into, we're going to have Cindy around for a couple weeks this week and next week. And we're going to jump into a topic that I feel like just embodies you for sure. But women in general is just kind of figuring out your skill set. And do you want to work for yourself? You've kind of dipped your toe into entrepreneurship, but we're going to dive into that today. And I'm excited to have you here. First, let's take a second and thank our partner for this week. This week is brought to you by Miss Sally's Market, located at 212 East Hull Avenue, just off the square in downtown Gainesboro. At Miss Sally's Market, you'll find high quality seasonal products that taste so good because they are sourced right here in Jackson County in the Upper Cumberland. We believe that locally sourced food tastes better and is healthier, but best of all, buying groceries at Miss Sally's supports your local community and saves you time and money because it's conveniently located in the Upper Cumberland. Miss Sally's Market, real food for life's journey. Have you been there before? They have a like salad bar.
I haven't. Where is it on the square in Gainesboro?
It's just off the square.
Okay, I need to go.
It's fantastic. Natasha Dean is their owner there. So female owned. It's a great little market. And just, you know, in these small communities and towns to bring a different kind of concept. Everything's like locally sourced and stuff. So
I love it.
It's pretty awesome. So Cindy, when I met you, you were, I don't even know what that job title was, but you were kind of an administrative assistant.
Did I meet you?
With Relation?
Yes. I was an executive assistant.
Executive assistant.
For the VP of operations. Yeah.
You're just a get stuff done kind of skill set.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, how would you describe your skill set, your work set?
Let's see. Well, my education's in marketing. So I started out after college doing marketing communications. And when I moved here, there was a lot more administrative type work to be had. So
where were you at the time when you started working?
In the Bay Area. Yeah. So San Jose area.
And so you came here and it was like, okay, well, I got to find something else.
Yeah. Well, I just job searched and there was not a lot of marketing positions as I was used to it, especially 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So I found my first job here was an office manager slash marketing slash sales.
It's like the jack of all trades.
Yeah. So it was like a little bit of everything. I really got introduced to small business and how that works. And just, it's like, it's a vibe. It's its own thing because I always worked very corporate jobs.
And here
back in the Bay Area,
in small town Tennessee, it's very small business heavy.
Yes, which I think is wonderful. I think it makes for a really tight-knit community. Mm-hmm. And I also think there's just this really nice, like, you know what? I'm going to start a business. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And back, you know, back
just
where.
Just jump. Yeah.
It was like felt so out of reach where I'm from. So.
So you start, you kind of out of necessity pivot a little bit from just marketing in corporate America. And that's what small business is. I mean, I work for a small nonprofit and we're a 2.5 person nonprofit at the moment. And so it's like when people ask me what I do, I kind of hate that question. Have you hated that question at times where it's like, well, I don't know how to explain it because I'm, you know, yeah, I'm kind of doing marketing, but I'm kind of, I mean, I always think of you as just so systematic and so organized and so able to like kind of see a picture that people who are in it can't see.
Thank you. That's so kind.
I mean, well, and I mean, we'll go into that a little bit of other experiences we've had working with you. But do you like the fact of being just the jack of all trades or?
You know, I don't think that's natural to my personality. I like everything to be really clear. I like expectations to be clear. I like my role to be clear because I want to do a good job. I think deep down, I'm an Enneagram 6 with a 5 wing.
Last week's episode just talked about Enneagram.
Which, you know, I take Enneagrams with a grain of salt because I think everybody's made uniquely. But that's like, I read things about that time. I'm like, oh, yeah. So
that makes sense that, you know, you need that clear.
Yeah. I like structure. Yeah. I think one of the traits of that Enneagram type is like a core fear is to not be
prepared.
Yeah. To not be prepared, to be seen as, oh my gosh, what's that word? I'm having a brain fart. To be seen as incompetent.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah. To be seen as incompetent. So it's like, if I don't know what I'm doing,
yeah,
then I feel like I'm not hitting a mark and excelling at it. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like I'm failing. And then I start freaking out.
Right.
Inside.
Whether it's external forces or internal forces.
Right.
Yeah. I can see that a lot, especially in our community, is that it's just, is that part of your job role? Well, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely how we run things. And I understand that that's not easy for some people.
Yeah. I think there's pros and cons to it, right? So now I've come out the other of different situations and I see pros and cons in it. Like the pros are, a lot of places will allow you to make opportunities, mm-hmm. which is amazing. And then there's just all this flexibility and the ability to customize things. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of good in that. And then the cons, like at least for my personality type, are that sometimes it can feel chaotic. And then it's like other times you don't know if you're failing or succeeding. And then there's also, and this may not be specific to this situation, but like the nonstop work, because it's like, well, what hours do you want to work? Like whatever you want. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah. Well, what looks successful? Yeah. That's something that I've had to adjust to. You know, I don't get a lot of feedback in my job, mm-hmm. what success looks like. And it's like, well, no news is good news. And it's like, well, I don't really want to wait until we get bad news.
Yeah.
For you, so you move here and you start working, you know, kind of this marketing / mm-hmm. assistant / and you've kind of gone through a few jobs like that. And at one point you decided you were going to go out and do some consulting on your own. Uh-huh. What was the choice to do that? And why, you know, I feel like there's been times where it's like, you know, we go 6, 8, 12 months and I haven't seen touch base with you. And it's like, oh, well now I'm doing this thing and I'm, you know, now I'm working for this person or now I'm more. And I think sometimes people can just feel like, well, I have to pick something and I have to be in this career and I have to be doing this.
Yeah.
And so when you are doing something new and different along the way, that maybe could feel like a struggle for you. So what was the choice to go out on your own and do some consulting and kind of using, I mean, what you were doing, it's using your skill set of organization to help other people try and get organized. I mean, that's what you tried to do with us. I feel like we're a lost cause.
You are not a lost cause. I think you do a great job making everyone feel welcome and including people. And it's nice to be like, oh, there's Tiffany, her door's open. What are we going to talk to Tiffany about today?
I have comfy chairs in my office just for that purpose. But
yeah, so let me back up a little bit, not to bore everybody with my work history of the Upper Cumberland.
Yeah, no, it's
great. So the first job, it was like office manager / marketing / sales type business. So that was actually one of the most structured places I worked. And it was like, I was at the office from this time to this time and the expectations were actually pretty clear. And I was there for almost 4 years. So I had that and I felt like it was good to get to know the community and everything. And then I just decided to do something different after that. And then it was like, I just couldn't find my spot. I felt like I couldn't. And I had, you know, great.
Did you feel like you weren't being successful in the things you were trying?
No, I think, and this goes back to like immaturity on my end. I think I had a really specific view of what I was supposed to be doing and what success looked like or how I was supposed to do a job for somebody. You know, when you go in and you're not curious and you're not asking questions and you're not trying to learn, you're just like, this is why I'm going to do my job. This is how I'm going to succeed. Like, that's not a great mindset to go in with.
Yeah.
Because I had great employers. They were very caring. They took good care of me. So that's part of it. And then around after that, I got engaged and married. So that was like a whole life season. And I did not know how to reconcile, I guess, like young professional hustler Cindy with
the wife.
Now I'm a wife.
Yeah.
Like what? You want my attention?
Yeah.
Like there's these things and there's all these things that I'm responsible for now. And then like a couple years after, here comes my lovely baby daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Now you're a wife and a mother.
Yes. And then I did not even know to like slow down and take those things into account. I was trying to go right back into the workforce and be the same exact person, like
in your day job that you were, and then at night just be like, okay, now I can unplug that whole thing and be the mom and wife I need to be.
Yeah, but it doesn't work that way. Mm-mm. And so I think there was like a little immaturity and rigidity on my part because I didn't have the right mindset going into new positions, and also then reconciling like, okay, I'm no longer just a young professional. Like I'm also a wife, I'm a mom. And there's a lot, like momming's a full-time thing. And I mean, so is wifing, but you know what I mean? Like yeah. It's a different, like taking care of a young human. So all that to say, like in those moments, I had a lot of, I'm still going to work full-time. I'm going to hustle and I'm going to do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't work the same way. And honestly, and then COVID happened, right? Mm-hmm. So that really changed the position I was at when it happened. And so I, like the position changed so much, it was no longer a good position for me. So I left on good terms. And after that, I was like,
did oh, it man. Take you a long time to recognize like this isn't good for me? Or are you pretty perceptive in your in yourself?
I think at that point it took me a long time.
Yeah.
Because I did not, I was not being self-perceptive. I was still, you know, you have like about 30 years of grind and hustle.
Right. And like, you know, figuring out, you know, what success looks like. Success and the world and society sometimes doesn't always think if you raise a good human, that makes you successful, which, mm-hmm. you know, that is a form of success, is being a good mom. That's success. You know, being, I think mm-hmm. having a successful marriage is success. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that can't do that. And so, but that's not usually what society will tell us. Society tells us you know, have a blooming career and you're, you know, you're successful that way is when you make a lot of money and you get recognition in your career and you move up the corporate ladder or whatnot. Yes,
absolutely.
And so kind of recognizing life has shifted can be difficult for people sometimes. So very you true. Figure out that that's not the best place for you after probably too long, maybe, but you figure it out.
Takes me a minute sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, it takes us all a minute, right? Yeah, yeah. So is that during the COVID time when you transitioned to thinking I'm going to start my own thing?
Yeah, I think with, I can't even, it feels like yesterday and also so long ago, right?
Yesterday and 10 years ago.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, what? It's now 4 years since all that happened. Mm-hmm. Let me gather my thoughts. I go down a lot of squirrel trails.
It's okay. our listeners are used to it, I'm sure.
Okay.
I go down a lot of rabbit holes.
Yeah, so at that point, I'm like, okay, everyone's kind of like working from home, all this stuff, like, what am I going to do? And my husband's like, well, why don't you try working for yourself? I'm like, what am I going to do? So it was kind of like I could be a virtual assistant, which is kind of in line with what I'm doing. But then it was like, I was competing with people from the Philippines who were charging $9 an hour. And I just didn't want to go in that direction at the moment. So I did it for out of necessity, out of wanting the flexibility. Mm-hmm. And just also like, wanting to shape my product and like present that to the world and to people with the hopes that like, oh yeah, you know, my skill set that I've used for this song is going to help people. So
when you started for yourself,
yeah,
what was your like tagline? What was your one-liner of, because when I think of it, I think you just had, you had this great skill set of being organized, of how, of being such a helper to other people and being able to see kind of the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. So you were doing consulting to help kind of organize businesses and structure them. What did you think at that time? Is that kind of what you thought is like, well, I have this executive assistant kind of skill set. It wasn't really marketing that you were doing in that. Is that what you felt like you were doing?
No, it was. So I went into it wanting to help small business owners. I saw, you know, how hard it is. It's no joke to be a small business owner. And a lot of people were very, very talented at something and then they would start their own business and then it would move so fast because they were good at what they did that they didn't, you know, they started bringing on teams and everything and they didn't have the right systems and processes in place for that. Mm-hmm. Like they knew how to manage themselves. But, you know, when the organization grows, like you're stretched thinner and thinner and thinner. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the right systems and processes for your business mm-hmm. in place, it just starts like feeling like, to me, it's like this beast.
Well, like you said, when you start, if you think of like, you know, silly putty, when you start stretching it so much, you're going to get a hole in it.
So I was seeing a lot of people like this. And I mean, to a point, that's like a lot of the people I've worked for in Cookeville. So I saw how hard it was and how stressful it was. And so I was like, you know what? I'm good at this. Like, I'm good at making a process. I'm good at structure. And that's what I went in wanting to help people with.
So being kind of everybody's executive assistant.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Look at that way. But yeah.
So that was, you know, the thing that I think is really interesting was just, okay, I'm confident in my skill set. So how can I create a business for myself that takes the skill set that I have? And you did that, and you were creating that, working with these businesses and consulting with people. Did you enjoy being in business for yourself?
You know, there's parts of it I did enjoy, and then some of it I did not enjoy. I don't work well by myself. I like to work in a team.
No one's telling you you're doing
the right. Yeah, no one's telling me anything. I honestly did not know what I was doing because I've never done it, right? Like, right, I'm like, yeah. Oh, I have this skill set. I'm going to charge money for it. And I actually talked to this lady who was a coach for people who did this type of thing. And she really helped me structure, like, oh, how much should I charge?
Yeah.
'Cause, you know, my personality is like, oh, it's okay. Let's just do it. Just give me just buy me lunch. And I'm like, well, yeah. I can't make a paycheck. Like
right.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hazel's not getting new clothes from no. Cindy going out to lunch.
Go, I'll resell that pizza in the parking lot or something.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So I did not like the aspects where it was just me.
Yeah.
And I had a really hard time. I mean, I was working out of the Biz Foundry at that time. So that was helpful because there's great people around to talk to. And then I'm sure my husband got an earful like every night, but he's like,
yeah,
I can't be your coworker and your husband.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so anyway, I did not like that aspect of it. And it felt really lonely. It just felt like a really heavy lift. Mm-hmm. And I had a good little group of clients and I was doing fine. And then, but then someone asked if they did the same thing and they're like, do you want to jump in on a call with me? And then he ended up hiring me and I was like, yeah, I'm going to have a team.
Yeah.
Going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where that went.
Well, and do you, since then you've been working for other companies and you're working remotely now. So, you know, compare and contrast the working for yourself with this. And I think sometimes, and you've done kind of different things. It's not always the same industry that you've been working in. You were working in traffic something or other for
traffic control. Yeah.
Ground control. Is that a song or something? I mean, which I think sometimes it's like, you're just kind of, and you did graphic design. You were doing, you know,
I didn't do the designing
or marketing.
I was a project manager. Moving.
So you've done these things, and sometimes it can feel like you're not. Do you feel ever like you're limiting because you're not in one career path? Like, I'm with the same company for the last 10 years, and have you struggled with that at all? I think some women can struggle with like, well, where am I finding my path?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely have struggled with it. I think, you know, especially in our generation when we grew up, success looks like climbing the corporate ladder. Like you start with a company and you're like start as an admin and you move up and all of a sudden you're the vice president of such and such and such.
That's my story at the moment.
It's like, that's like, I think before that was framed as the only portrait of success maybe for a career. Mm-hmm. And so I think I had that really imprinted on me.
Well, yeah. And having this like need to be successful and for other people to see you as successful. Right. If you have a different boss every couple of years, that you're not growing with that person.
So I did struggle with it. And funnily enough, like all the things that I've done in the past, call it like 5 or 6 years, they've fallen in my lap. And so they weren't things that I thought super hard at. Like I wasn't like I went out looking for the specific things. I sort of got recruited for them, which is really awesome. And really, I'm very thankful. And for a while I was like, oh man, I'm not the vice president of anything. Like, what am I doing with
you're the
my
vice
life?
President of your household. Yeah. Maybe you're the president of your household.
I'm the COO of my household.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah. So I struggled with that. And, you know, looking back now, I think I took a pause, especially after I just transitioned to a new position. The company I was at previously decided to close their doors. So I just transitioned into a new position. And before that, I just took a minute and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take an inventory. I'm like, what is success for me? What do I need right now? What do I want right now? There's a lot of factors, right? So there's like, okay, there's a stress level. My brain can take X amount of like intense
capacity.
I have a limited bandwidth for stress and stuff. So it's like, okay, there's stress. And then I'm like, what are my other obligations? Mm-hmm. And how much time do those take? I actually took a piece of paper and wrote down how many hours I was spending on things. And I looked at him like, is this how much time I want to be spending on this? Mm-hmm. And some of it wasn't. And so I had to make sure, like, according to all the factors in my life, like what are our financial needs? What's my stress capacity? How much time do I want to spend with my family? How much time do I want to be able to build in for myself so I don't lose my mind and yell at my family a lot?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So I really took an inventory of all that before going in and accepting the position I'm at now.
Do you think that you, growing up as a young girl, do you think you had the thought, like, you're going to work and you're going to be successful and climb a corporate ladder? Or do you think it was like, you know, women can get married and raise their families? I think for me, I don't know that I was pushed either way. I think when I got married, my in-laws were much more of the mindset, like the wife stays home and the man is the successful one. And I think that was a kind of unalignment between the two of us, because I don't think that made me feel successful. What about you? Do you think that, because you mentioned that you looked at what were the financial needs, sometimes, like, that's good to stop and think about that, because sometimes you don't even, you just think, well, I have to work because that's, or I have to not work because women are supposed to stay at home with their kids, you know, so that, like, looking at that financial need isn't always what people do. So what do you think growing up, what do you think kind of was the mindset, or what did you see?
That's an interesting question.
You're around my age, but...
Yeah, we're about the same age.
But, you know, we grew up in different households, and you grew up across the country from me, and...
So I grew up in a household with parents who immigrated from Taiwan, and so it was a very, like, I wanted to say typical family situation for that, where my grandparents worked really hard so my parents could come here and have an education and be successful and, you know, make it big, or just be successful financially and economically and have all the opportunities that America promised, you know, or promises.
Uh-huh.
And so I think growing up in that culture, and I'm kind of like processing this because I haven't thought through this in a super detailed way.
It's so funny because I ask people cultural questions sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're like, I've never really thought about that before. But like, what are women in that culture, like, what are women?
Yeah. So my grandma, both my grandmothers, on both my paternal and my maternal grandmothers, were housemakers, homemakers. So they raised the kids. There's a lot of kids. So they raised them and they worked really hard at it. They grew up like, during wartime and occupation and all that. Right. So they lived a pretty hard life, but they worked very hard, like trying to educate their kids and keep their home together. And then my parents came, and they came to the States to do their master's degrees. They're both engineers.
Wow, yeah.
It's like very typical Asian situation, right? Yeah. They're engineers, and they worked super, super hard. And so I saw my mom always worked, and my grandma, it was my paternal grandma, you know, she was the one that took care of a lot of the housework. She was the one that took care of the day-to-day raising. So I saw that, and I saw my mom just like hustling, doing her thing.
Yeah. And which is what you said, like when you first entered the workforce, it was like, okay, Cindy's the hustler. So how do I pivot to what really makes me happy and not just what I saw?
Right. And that's Silicon Valley. Like, I grew up in Silicon Valley, like the golden age of like startups and like, you know,
Google
blowing up. Yes. I grew up in the middle of all that. Like, we lived 10 minutes away from Apple headquarters. And so it was like this constant hustle, hustle, hustle. That's what they teach you in school. I went to a very academically challenging high school. So I think in my head, it was definitely like this career track. And I'm like, hustle, hustle, hustle. And then I was too young then to like, I was dating, but I didn't, you know, think super hard about like what married life would look like. And plus, I didn't have I didn't have an example of like, because my parents got divorced and everything. So I didn't have an example of maybe exactly what home was ideally supposed to look like, yeah. Which that's a whole other, I feel yeah. like that's a whole other conversation we could talk about for hours. Yeah. But anyway, so there was like definitely hustle culture. And then I didn't think too much. I was like in my 20s, like having fun partying and working yeah. and everything. And then I had a really bad breakup. So we didn't get married.
Yeah.
And then I moved here and like I first worked at this farm. It was more like, you know, like a hippie commune. I thought I was going to learn farming and it was.
Did you feel, I mean, what did, was it feeling fulfilling for you? Like, you know, I think it's being self-aware.
Yeah.
And we all get more self-aware as we. Hopefully, as we get sure. older, nobody, any 20-year-old that thinks they're so yeah. is full yeah. of it. But did you think you were kind of being fulfilled at that time? Or was it like, oh my
gosh. Like the hustle time?
Yeah. Well, when you're working on a farm and you grew up in this hustle like yeah. mentality.
No, I think I went like straight from like very, very stressful job and lifestyle yeah. and this terrible breakup to like, let's get a
bug. Yeah.
And then, so I went from there to I
grow my own vegetables.
Yeah. And everyone's naked. Please put on some gloves. Like, it was weird. That yeah. was like not obviously indicative of my life now or like the community I live in now.
Right. Or what you really wanted.
Yeah. It was an experience. So anyway, I moved here and then I got plugged into a church community. And so it was very, very different. Right. So then it turned into like the very more I became immersed for the first time in my life of like this very traditional housewife mom situation. If I wanted to get married, which by that point it was on my mind, like yeah. I wanted to get married. And so that's been a whole
yeah.
journey. So I've had to like reconcile several different cultures.
yeah. Pre and post Cindy of yeah. like, yeah. Well, and I think like, you know, just kind of knowing what you want, you know, I don't necessarily think that we won't see you in business for yourself again. Mm-hmm. I think that you are so adaptable and just, I think we don't always think that just, okay, this is where I'm at and I'm going to figure out the next step. Mm-hmm. I don't think we always think of those people as hustlers and you still are. You just, it's like, I think sometimes you can look and be like, well, are they lost? Are they searching? Are they, what are they doing? It's like, no, this is just, like you said, things just kind of happen and they fall yeah. in my lap and then I find the next thing. And so there's a lot of hustle in that, whether you're working for yourself or working for somebody else or kind of figuring out, okay, what skill set am I going to use for this job or occupation or whatnot? And so yeah. I think that you've been always so adaptable and you definitely keep the Cookeville community on their toes of like, okay, where's Cindy going to be next and what's she doing?
So thank you for your kind words. That's very kind. And I think I just look at all of it now, like it really is a journey. Not mm-hmm. to be cliche, but it's this journey. And at every point in your journey, you have to stop and take a look mm-hmm. and be like, is this where I want to be?
Yeah.
If it's not, like, what's the next direction yeah. I need to be in or what do I need to change to go there? And
do you have a time frame that you stop and look yourself, just because I do think you're very organized and aware. Is there like, oh, I really recommend every 6 months or every year or just when you're feeling an unsettling and unrest?
Yeah. So I actually try and journal every day. It doesn't happen every day, but I try. Like, that's how I process a lot of my thoughts and emotions. And I found it's more healthy for me. So I do process every day and then I have a planner. Yeah. So I write down like what I'm doing in my planner. So I would say there's a little bit of processing every day. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I try at the end of every week to do a little bigger bit of processing. And then it just goes from there. So like monthly, I'm like, what happened last month? What was terrible? Like, what do I not want to happen this coming month? And then I do that seasonally or quarterly. And then my husband and I sit down and like, we talk in those time frames also, but we really do like a big
deep dive.
Yeah. Deep dive at the end of each year.
Yeah.
So
I love that. I love that. I think you have a lot to offer the world. And
Tiffany, thank you.
Cindy.
Anyway, mutual.
If people want to find you, yeah. how can they find you?
Oh gosh.
Social media, is that your best option?
No, I'm not great at social media. It's part of my job now.
You can find me. Well, you work at the Biz Foundry.
Yeah, but so, don't come find me during work hours. No. I'm working.
Well, it's so funny too, because you've been very, like, when you started working at the Biz Foundry,
yeah,
you were like, I need a desk with the face of the wall. Like, I can't, I want to be around people, but I don't want to.
I can't talk because I'll be distracted.
But if you want to find more about Cindy, I can connect you via email.
Yes, that's great. Email me.
Yes. So if you
that's perfect,
get in touch with me and I will get you in touch with Cindy. So
yeah,
Cindy, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you kind of opening up and telling your story, and Cindy will be here next week. So you get to hear more from her next week. So tune in. Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about Powered by Her, head over to poweredbyher.com. Join the community, support the cause, and we'll see you next week.